Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you best. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
It is a phenomenal Football Friday. It is You Better You Bet. It's Nick Kostos, it's Ken Barkley, and it's you here with us on the BetQL Network. Simulcast for the next 2 hours by our friends at Stadium, and it's going to be a badass 2 hours of wagertainment. We will continue to break down last night's round one of the 2024 NFL Draft and spin it forward into the regular season. Any win total bets that we like, win total thoughts that we have. We'll get into Offensive Rookie of the Year, where Caleb Williams is the favorite, and Defensive Rookie of the Year, where Latu is the favorite. Not as sexy a market, Defensive Rookie of the Year this year versus Offensive Rookie of the Year. So a lot more NFL coming up over the course of the program. Dave Wannstedt and Brian Baldinger will join us next hour to break down last night's round one of the NFL draft. We'll also get to the NBA with the Nuggets beating the Lakers for the 700th consecutive time. My Knicks, unfortunately, losing to the Philadelphia 76ers. Some hockey also. All our bets for tonight coming up in the final hour, the power hour of the show. But let's kick off the fun and frivolity on this phenomenal Football Friday, nine words that start with P, with our good buddy Alex Christensen, better known to you and yours, Noops, of FTN Bets and Bets US. He is on Twitter at _Noops, one of our favorites when it comes to breaking down the NBA. If you're looking for great NBA betting information, our guy Noops, one of the best in the business. And also, Noops is a big Sixers fan, so we are mortal enemies today. Noops, welcome back to the program. Nick and Ken, what's up?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Happy Friday. It's always nice to be back talking basketball with anybody, even a Knicks fan.
Zing. What are you doing with the rest of this series? We haven't talked about this game yet, Noops, like in great detail, because we did NFL draft the entire first hour of the show, really, but kind of a unique scheduling quirk, right? And you're like a Sixers fan, you're a Joel Embiid fan. Couldn't cook up a schedule that's any better for him rehabbing than multiple days between games 2 and 3, which was last night, and then multiple days between game 3 and game 4, which would be 2 days from now. It is an early start, I guess, for what it's worth, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Sixers 4.5. They trail 2-1 in the series. Anything on game 4? And what is your best guess for how the series plays out?
And nothing for game 4 yet. I'm still kind of waiting to see. You know, we're basically looking at pretty much the same line. Sixers are 4.5-point favorites. I guess that's down that close, closer to 5, 5.5. The total pretty much right in the same spot. And it's one of those things where, you know, Ken, I like that schedule for the short term, but in a series that I think is going to end up going 5, 6, 7 games, I'd honestly rather have the rest a little bit later on in between the travel spots, because it just all comes down to Joel Embiid and his ability to play himself into shape on a knee that is not 100%. He has really looked tired. Again, even last game as he was pushing through, you see him just kind of bent over, heaving at the chest. He is constantly thinking about that knee, and it's just, I think, a matter of time where you're going to get through this series, and even if the Sixers can somehow win, I think it really does limit what they do going forward. New York looks pretty solid, had a down game in game 3. I think they'll find a way to bounce back. I think the best thing for Philadelphia might be the return of DeAnthony Melton, though. He is someone that was really important to this team early on. He's been out with a back injury for about a month at this point. If he can come back and be solid here, I think that's a real advantage for Philadelphia to have a guard defender there on the roster, to have someone who's actually a pretty good rebounder on the roster for a team that struggled. So I'm not as optimistic as I was at the beginning of the series about the Sixers' chances. And if they can somehow find a way to get this done quickly, that's better. If we end up going to 7 games, it's going to be tough for Embiid to be healthy, and I think favors the Knicks.
Leave the fandom aside here and give us an objective answer. Is Joel Embiid a dirty player? Did he play dirty in game 3 on Thursday night against the New York Knicks?
He did have one particular play that I would have to describe as dirty, but I don't think that I could describe him in totality as a
should
dirty
he
player.
Have been should he have been ejected from the game? Fandom aside, speaking objectively, for almost hurting Mitchell Robinson.
I plead the fifth.
You're not allowed to. This is not hoops.
I don't. I really don't know.
This is not hoops with noobs. Should he have been ejected from the game? Yes or no?
I think you could make a case for it. I don't necessarily think so. I think it was just under the line, but I could see how certain people would see that. It was very close.
What a jerk.
Mitchell Robinson listed questionable for game four, by the way. And obviously saw a lot of Precious Achiuwa in the second half of that game against him. Not quite as good as someone who watched Mitchell Robinson get about 900 offensive rebounds in the first two games of the series. That's something Nick knows about. So, like that sounded really smart, Noops, except, like, okay, like, who is going to win the series and in how many games?
I think it's probably the Knicks in seven. Again, the Sixers are going to have to close it out in six, but I just don't feel confident that, again, Embiid can continue to play at a high rate for almost 40 minutes a night.
Any reason to believe, Noops, that the Lakers can get one off the Nuggets coming up in game four, which we talked about the Sixers-Knicks scheduling. LeBron James and company don't get a reprieve. They're back in action tomorrow night on Saturday night. Game four, Nuggets up 3-0 in the series. Denver's a 3.5-point road favorite for what it's worth, and I looked this up. All the games were close last year in the Western Conference Final. In the closeout game at Staples, I know it's not called that anymore. I don't care. Denver won that game by two. LeBron missing like a layup at the buzzer at the end of the game. So, 3.5, can the Lakers win? Would you ever bet the Lakers to cover in game four?
I would not. This is a nightmare matchup. And you see the Lakers, again, for the second postseason in a row, play really good basketball. LeBron's look solid, maybe not at his absolute peak, but he's playing good basketball. Anthony Davis is doing everything that you could ask for him. They just don't have it at the end of games. There is just not a five-man roster that Los Angeles can put on the floor that doesn't leave some problem for the Nuggets to go after. Whether it be having an offensive player that can't defend or a defensive player that can't score, you get down to the end of the games, and that Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray pick and roll is the best player in the league. Nikola Jokic is the best player in the clutch at this point. He just constantly is making good decisions, creating good baskets. He is able to get a good shot no matter what here. So, again, maybe the Lakers put it all on the line here and push as hard as they can to try to get one win and get this thing back to Denver. But I think the Nuggets win. Denver knows the importance of finishing this series quickly so they can get some rest, get guys like Reggie Jackson and Jamal Murray some time to heal. I think the Nuggets win that game. And I might lay the 3.5. I have it closer to 5. But I think the Nuggets definitely win that game.
Yeah, and Reggie Jackson, I think, in a walking boot after game three, which is obviously not great, but also like the eighth man who, like, yeah, he, like, that matters, but it's not like Jamal Murray's hurt or something, or even like one of the other bench players, like Christian Brown's hurt or Peyton Watson's hurt. So, like, it matters, but we'll see. And like you said, they could get a ton of time off. Just about Denver, Noops, the market is essentially pricing them like they have slightly greater than 50% chance to win the Western Conference, depending on where you go, -115, 120, 130. Do you agree with that? And if you do, tell me what the other 45% is. Like, who wins the West in those situations?
Yeah, I think that number might even be a little bit low. Again, assuming Jamal Murray and Jokic stay healthy, we have no reason to believe that's going to change. They've got the best player. They've got the best two-man play. They have the biggest advantage in the entire thing. For me, it comes down to who wins Dallas Clippers. I think the Mavericks win. The Clippers might win. Those two teams at least present some problems for Denver. Both have multiple wings or guards, basically, that will give the Nuggets trouble defensively. So I think that those two teams basically take up a big chunk of the rest of the probability there in the Western Conference. And then maybe just a little bit for Oklahoma City. I don't think the Thunder are going to win. They're very young. Size is a real problem for them. And I just don't know what they do against Jokic, but it's a young team. They have a ton of depth. I really like the way that they responded in game two. So I would have the Nuggets closer to maybe 60% to win the West, give maybe, 30%, 35% of the rest of that to either the Mavericks or the Clippers, really, at this point, with a little bit left for everybody else. I'm probably disrespecting Minnesota at this point, but I just think the Nuggets are definitely going to be in the Western Conference Finals at this point. So I'm looking on the other side of the bracket.
You bet here with Nick and Ken on a Friday. We're talking the NBA playoffs with our pal Noops, Alex Christensen, FTN Bets and Bets US on Twitter at _. Noobs. Noobs, we'll get to some of the games tonight and some of the other series, but the other game that was played last night, do you have anything for us here? It can be short on the Cavs and Magic, but like the least interesting first-round series, but maybe we'll have a good betting opportunity Game 4. Ken and I talked about it in the first hour of the show. I'm definitely betting the under in Game 4. Orlando wins in blowout fashion, scores 121 points last night against the Cavs, blows them out. Anything for us here on the Magic and the Cavs, and then we'll move on to some of the more interesting stuff.
Yep, Nick, I love that under. I played it in Game 3. Luckily, also played some Cavaliers team total under as well, so at least split there. But it's just an ugly series. I was excited to see Orlando finally put up some big numbers. Paolo Banchero looks great. The problem is nobody else does. So they got to find some way for somebody else, whether it be Gary Harris, Jalen Suggs, or Franz Wagner, to somehow contribute here. But I think the Magic are going home. I think the Magic are going back to Cleveland tied 2-2 here in a series that I think is going to be long, no matter how little anybody wants to watch it.
fair point. That game, probably to the surprise of no one, 1 o'clock Eastern. It'd be the first game, just like it was when we started the playoffs last weekend. So, you know, just like get out, do run your errands, do whatever you got to do. Get back for, honestly, like the middle of the day is not even that good. Celtics Heat, I do want to ask you about, and we'll do the three games tonight. Just like, what do you think this is going to be? Celtics are 9.5-point road favorites in Game 3. They're going to be huge favorites in every game the rest of the series. They could lose two more games in a row. They'll probably be an even bigger favorite then in the next game, like 17 points at home, something like that. So like, we know what the market's going to be. Also, we knew what the market was going to be last year, and it didn't matter, and the market kept being the same, and some people would bet the Heat, and some people bet the Celtics, and the people who bet the Heat won. Like, is there anything to take away from last year and how this series has started that makes you want to bet anything the rest of the Celtics-Heat series?
I think we're done last year, and again so far in these games, if you're going to bet this series, bet alts for whatever reason, and maybe not for whatever reason. I think just given the three-point variance and the fact that so much of these shots are going to be three-pointers. You've got the Celtics. I think they shot 49 threes in the first game. I can't remember how many in the second. The Heat, again, launching up just a ton of threes. So what you have there, I think, is more variability, and I think that, again, creates more value to play in some of these alts. So you're looking at the Heat here in Game 3. They're 9.5-point underdogs from friends at MGM. If you're going to play that, sprinkle a little Heat money line, sell down to like maybe Heat plus 4.5, 5.5, something in that range. I think there is so much, you know, width here basically in the kind of the projections and what could actually happen here that's kind of the best way to have value. At the end of the day, though, it's kind of a classic series where I never want to lay this many points with the Celtics team in a postseason game, and I'm really just not interested in taking this little points with the Miami Heat team without Jimmy Butler. So it's a series I'm going to be watching a little bit. I don't know if I will be betting it, but I would suggest anyone who does try to find a way to sell some points here.
And Noobs, we'll go lightning round for the games coming up tonight, but just give us like 30 seconds or less tomorrow on Saturday, Game 3, Thunder, Pels. Pels about a 1.5-point, Thunder, a 1.5-point road favorite, 208.5, OKC up 2-0 in the series. I like the Thunder. What say you, 30 seconds or less, and then we'll get to tonight.
I like the Thunder, and I like the under as well. I think the kids will be a little bit nervous on the road, but they're still the better team. Like the under better, but also like the Thunder.
We can do the three games. I was going to say tonight, but like we haven't even talked about this yet in the show.
75 hour, right?
Minutes from now. 75 minutes
That's
from
weird.
Now. Bucks,
Why is
game
that,
three.
By the way?
Do you have standalone all three? Probably the idea.
Friday?
ESPN has the rights tonight. Yeah, ESPN has the rights tonight, and they're probably fine having a 5:30 game, whereas Turner would never have a 5:30 game. That's just my guess. Can't wait to see who the announce crew is. Pacers 6.5 in Game 3 noobs against Milwaukee. The latest update on, I think Giannis is confirmed out. Chris Middleton's still questionable, and I don't think we have like a final word on what that's going to look like. That's obviously caused the number to drift out. Pacers 6.5, 223. Anything in the game that starts in about an hour?
I like the under there. I think you go back and look at the first couple games. The pace has been fairly slow. The last game, we did see 233 points, but you look at the shooting percentages, really high make rates for both teams. They were both north of 40% from three. I expect the pace to continue to be slow. And if Middleton is out, I'm going to probably add a Bucks team total under as well. There is not much left on that team without Middleton. It's going to be a lot of Dame, which can be good, but Indiana has enough defensive talent and enough, coaching smartness in Rick Carlisle to basically deal with one guy. So if Middleton's out here, I love the under. Give me a Bucks team total under. Even if he plays, I think 223 is at least a couple points too high.
Noobs, 30 seconds for this one. High leverage Game 3 in a high leverage series. Dallas, a 4.5-point home favorite against the Clippers. 212.5 the total.
I lean towards Dallas, lean towards the over, but it's been a very weird series. Neither team shooting well. The pace has been very slow, so I'm going to pass on that game.
Okay, we can do the last game, Timberwolves Suns. Suns, I mean, this like classic 0-2 spot. So about 30 seconds here. Suns down 0-2. Are we playing first half? Are we playing full game? Or is this actually going to be like a terrible series that the Timberwolves just win easily?
I think I'm going to be on Minnesota here because, like you said, Ken, we're at about an 8-point adjustment from the previous line. At 6 points of that has to be home courts. That means Phoenix gets an extra 2 points just because they're down 0-2. Kevin Durant is having a terrible series. He's minus 20 points and minus 19 points in those first two games. I like Minnesota. I think they continue to beat this Phoenix team who can't seem to find an answer.
Noops, we appreciate it. Love having you on the show, even though you're a Sixers fan. And I think deep down, you know that your guy should have been ejected from the game last night, but that's okay. That's okay. You take the grievance and you know what you can do with it. On Twitter at underscore noobs, FTN Bets and Bets US. Stay well. Good luck with all the bets. Not good luck to your Sixers, and we'll talk to you soon.
Worst of luck to your Knicks. Best of luck at everything else, gentlemen.
The great Alex, and I appreciate him saying that. I mean that sincerely. The great Alex Christensen joining us here on the show. We were talking during the chat at the end of Noops' interview, Ken. I think both of us kind of like the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight against Phoenix. I am looking to hit the eject button on my Phoenix stuff.
It just, yeah, just I just don't know what the answers are. I mean, other than just they just shoot way, way, way better, but the shots have been really difficult that they've been getting. So I just don't know what the answer is for them. Play harder, I guess. Yeah.
All right, on the other side, we will get back to last night in the NFL draft. We'll roll through the top 10, win totals that we like, offensive rookie, defensive rookie, all coming up this hour on the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.